Je suis Stacy Kent.
Et moi, je suis Jim Tomlinson.
Et on est là pour présenter notre nouveau album qui s'appelle The Changing Lights.
Juste un frisson à peine. J'aimerais te faire une chanson légère.
The Changing Lights, c'est le titre que j'ai choisi. Je vais dire que le premier moment que j'ai entendu ce titre, ces paroles-là et la musique, je savais bien que c'était mon titre, c'était mon univers.
And we waved and parted beneath the changing lights.
Ça a commencé bien sûr, beaucoup d'années avant d'être chanteuse, avant de savoir que je serais chanteuse un jour. J'étais avec un ami, on jouait la carte après l'école, suivant, chez lui, et on écoutait la musique ensemble, parce qu'on était vraiment fous pour la musique. Et il a mis ce disque, et j'ai dit, mais qu'est-ce que c'est que ça? J'adore. Il a dit, c'est Get Gilberto. Et voilà, je suis tombée amoureuse complètement. C'était vraiment un coup de foudre. Et voilà, j'ai commencé à écouter beaucoup de la musique de Bossa Nova et j'ai commencé à découvrir la musique de ce pays que je ne connaissais pas encore. Je ne suis jamais allée au Brésil. C'était juste un pays très loin, très exotique. Je ne parlais pas la langue à cette époque-là. Mais déjà, je me sentais très proche à cet univers, cette sensibilité.
Tudo isso é paz, tudo isso traz uma calma de verão, então barquinho vai, a tardinha cai, barquinho.
Saudade in Portuguese, saudade in Brazilian Portuguese.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about saudade?
And in English? In English, we know what the feeling is, but we don't have a word for it.
It's a feeling. It's a feeling of longing. It's a feeling of yearning. It can be concrete, and it can be abstract.
It can be for the past. It can be for the future.
It can be for something that you miss that you've never had.
I think it.
Ça manque. Quelque chose.
I think it comes from the idea that that wherever you are, whatever choice you make, it closes other doors. And so you have this feeling that something is missing. You know, you can't have it all the time. You can't have the past and the future and the present. You have to be in one place doing one thing. And so it's this feeling that there's something else.
Slowly rises and kisses you awake. Your smile is soft and drowsy. As you let it play upon your face. Oh, how I dream I could be like the morning sun to you.
The Changing Lights is a story about a young couple who have the world ahead of them and hope ahead of them, and then it all goes badly. And she, the protagonist, sits there and reflects on the life they could have had together, and it's with a sadness, but there's a certain feeling of hope as well.
What should I call this happy madness that I feel inside of me? Some kind of wild October gladness that I never thought I'd see. What has become of all my sadness? Oh, my endless lonely sigh.
When we met, we discovered that we had so much in common. And one of the things that was really very much at the foundation of this love affair was our love for Brazil. And so we went on to play a lot of bossa nova together. Jim made Brazilian sketches in around 2000.
Something like that, yeah. Which was my, I suppose, my homage to that album. It was interesting that we had this common love for the same record, the same music, the same sensibility in music, And I think as we've, over the years, as we've worked closer and closer together, this shared interest has kind of come more and more to the fore in our music. I'm the producer of the album and producer of actually all of Stacey's albums since the beginning. My job as producer on these records is to take the ideas that we have, that we develop together, and turn them into music in the studio in a recorded setting, which, because I'm a musician myself, I play the saxophone, flute, guitar, other things, but it usually involves playing on the sessions. But I would say primarily my job on the sessions is to write the arrangements and try to keep an objective view of what's going on, try to communicate with the musicians what our musical vision is, how we want things to sound, rehearse the band, manage the recording sessions, and so on, in order just to achieve as close as possible to the vision that we have of the music that we want to create. I think it's kind of scary for Stacey because I work well to a deadline. If I don't have a deadline, I'm terrible. I won't work.
So I come back to that first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re mi fa sol la ti do, he will find himself with no show better play that note you know.
The musicians on the album are pretty much our usual team, our family with whom we've been working a long time. A band that I have to say works so beautifully together. Graham Harvey is on piano. Jeremy Brown is on bass. Josh Morrison is on drums. John Paricelli plays the guitar. So does Roberto Menescal. That is very, very special, mm-hmm. and we can talk about that in a minute. He came in as a guest. Jim plays saxes and flutes. I'm singing.
And let's not forget Matt Holm on drums as well.
Matt Holm plays drums on a few of the tracks. So it's a fantastic mixture of musicians.
A tarde é quase pensamento, quase rio descendo a noite, onde os dias flutuassem com o vento.
Get Gilberto is my favorite record, has been for a long time. I had the 8-track cartridge, then I bought the vinyl, and I made a cassette, and then I got a CD, and of course I have it in pretty much every format that you can have.
We even bought the book.
There's a book
of transcriptions.
I bought a
now.
Book of transcriptions.
So you can see every note.
Every
that
note
Gilberto's
of every
playing.
Instrument.
all the voicings, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's a little obsessive, probably a bit unhealthy. But
I don't think so. But
it's one of those albums that I can go back to and back to, and every time I listen to it, I hear something new.
Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
I love Domingo. I think it's a very inspiring, beautiful record. And those two together, Caetano Veloso and Gal Costa, those two together in their early years and in later years and did so much beautiful work together, but I would say that that's my favorite of theirs. So That's my answer.
Meu coração vagabundo quer guardar o mundo em mim. Meu coração vagabundo quer guardar o mundo em mim.
My latest musical crush, I would say, has to be Marcus Valli, because he's everything I respect in a musician. He's a great composer, he's a great pianist and guitarist, he's a great singer actually as well, and a great band leader, has incredibly positive energy, open feeling on stage. And the other reason that I would have to say he's my latest musical crush is because he's the only person I've kissed on stage. sorry, Stacey.
It's true.
So I guess that it must be true.
Tempo de falar de estrelas, falar de céu, de mar assim, falar de bem que se tem. Mas você não vem, não vem. Você não vindo, não vindo, a vida tem fim.
My latest musical crush is not simply an album that I listen to. It's a group with whom I've been working. And that is the string quartet, the Quatuor Ben. Quatuor Ben are, it's a group of four musicians whom I met at my record company one afternoon at EMI when I was in the Blue Note department and they were in the classical department. And the two were right next door to each other. And they came in and asked me if I would guest on their record that they were making. They were going to make a string quartet album, but it was very eclectic. There was going to be Fanny Ardant is on it, Luz Casal is on it,
Nathalie Dessay
is on it, and they asked me to come and sing on it.
This is where I want to be, here with you so close to me, until the final flicker of life's ember. I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter, tragic joke, have found with you.